Mu'mineen and Mu'minat who are commemorating the martyrdom of Sayyidul Shuhada, sallallahu alayhi wa Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. And again, an even louder salat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad for the hastened reappearance of Imam Zaman. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم به نستعين الحمد لله الذي جعل الحمد مفتاحا لذكره وسببا للمزيد من فضله ودليلا على آلائه وعظمته ثم صلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين أرواحنا له فداء أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سلام على نوح في العالمين إنا كذلك نجزي المحسنين إنه من عبادنا المؤمنين ثم أغرقنا الآخرين وإن من شيعته لإبراهيم وإن من شيعته لإبراهيم إذ جاء ربه بقلب سليم صدق الله العلي العظيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعلى محمد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. First and foremost, I give my condolences to all of you on the event which we have come to commemorate, and that is the martyrdom, the shahadat of Sayyidul Shuhada, his Ahlul Bayt, and his companions. As we began our lectures with the idea and the meaning of Shia, what it means to be Shia, what it means to be a true follower of Ahlul Bayt, to be a true follower of Ahlul Bayt, first and foremost, it begins, as we stated, with the love of Ahlul Bayt. A love for the Prophet, a love for the family of the Prophet, which is not only emphasized in the Quran, but also within the ahadith of the Muslimin. Not simply the hadith that we have received from the family of Ahlul Bayt, from Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib, from Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, from Fatima al-Zahra, salamullah alayha, are there other imma? But it is a love which is also emphasized in the hadith of the companions of Rasulullah. As we mentioned, the hadith of Ibn Abbas yesterday, where the Prophet, he stated that, love Allah, for he has blessed you with many favors. Love the Prophet himself for the sake of Allah. Love the Ahlul Bayt for the sake and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is an idea and concept which is a cornerstone in Islam itself, not simply among those who say that they are Shia and they are followers of Ahlul Bayt, but even in the books of Ahlul Sunnah, Bukhari, Muslim, Bayhaqi, Nisa'i, Tirmidhi, it is there. But one of the things which is necessary, especially for this ummah, is that this idea and this concept is cultivated in our youth, in a new generation. They must understand what it means to love Ahlul Bayt. Because once they have that love of Ahlul Bayt, inshallah, it will cultivate into mawadda. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He states that the ajr or the reward for this beautiful way of life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent to us is what? Al-mawadda fil qurba. That mawadda begins with hub. It begins with love. And it develops into mawadda. Wa ikhlasul mawadda is what? Walaya. It leads to the walayat of Ahlul Bayt. But it's something that must be still instilled in our children, in our new generation. It must be done so through proper education. And this is something that we see that it is emphasized by the Imams, by the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salatu wasalam. One of the Imams that is emphasized by is Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi as-salatu wasalam. And there's one thing that he himself, after the tragedy of Karbala, after the difficulties of imprisonment in Kufa and Sham, that Imam Zain al-Abidin, he made it his mission to educate the masses, to educate those who had given the Shahada, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, to educate them about the proper place of Ahlul Bayt. And we mentioned before, a few nights ago, that Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi wasallam, one of the things that he stated is that when he returned back to Medina after the event, he said there was only or less than 20 people who actually knew the rights of Ahlul Bayt, who truly understood what station the Prophet's family held. Only 20 people, or less. So we see that Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi wasallam, through his education, through the dua, it was one of the methods in which he taught, that he emphasized this idea for the ummah to understand who the Ahlul Bayt were and who they are. Even if you just take the Sahifat al-Sajjadiyya, you read through it, and you will see, you will understand the station of Ahlul Bayt. But more importantly, one of the things that the Imam, he indicates in Sahifat al-Sajjadiyya as well, is the education of the youth. That they must have a proper understanding of Islam, a proper understanding of the Quran, the mission of Rasulullah, the mission of the family of Rasulullah, their station. In the dua of Sayyidat al-Sajjadiyya, particularly the dua that Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi wasallam, he makes for his children. Of course, he's educating us about how to make dua for our children, or what is important for us with regards to bringing up our children. As a part of that dua, he's beseeching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to his children, the same way that we should be beseeching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to our children, with regards to the youth of this ummah. He states, وَجَعَلْهُمْ أَبْرَارًا أَتْقِيَاءً Busara. He says, O Allah, make them righteous, abraran, atqiya, make them conscious of you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having taqwa, which literally means, or to have conscious.